Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I was trying not to laugh. We had a conversation beforehand, so I'm a little distracted. Let me compose. Hi, everybody. Welcome to GGR. It's Gamer Girls Radio Thursday. It's June 2nd, 2011. It's about that time for us to get started again. Let me go and give you the phone number before I introduce us, because I'm just that way. I like to spice things up a little bit. Our phone number is 347-215-7977. Let me repeat it for you just in case you missed it. 347-215-7977. You are more than welcome to call in and talk to us, but please try to make sure you stay on topic as much as possible. No asking us about our bra size or what color toys we like to use. None of that. You can also actually call in via Skype. There's a blue Skype button on the episode page. You click it, and I just got a pop-up. Nothing, Blaster. Nothing.
There was a minor infraction.
But those were the two questions I've been wondering about all night long. You told me I can't ask them.
What questions? What questions? What I miss?
Our bra size and what color toys we use. That's later.
Blue, silver, and black.
I knew it.
I'm gonna keep my response to myself, because okay.
Every day before these shows, I get you girls all riled up.
Did you just call Blaster a girl?
Well, I was including the ginger because you know she's the morning. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's
yeah,
true.
Listen to the morning. She was all riled up too. Something about her necklace being too tight or something. I don't know. So you get the joke.
Yes, I do. All right, well, let me go ahead and introduce us. And I promised a friend that I would try to do my porno voice. So,
really?
Yeah.
Your necklace is too tight as well.
No, but I sure wish it was. let's see if I can manage this. Hi, I'm Snow White. I'll be your lovely hostess for the evening. And if you look over there in that corner, my lovely chocolate best friend, Corey/Gaminatrix, is here also. Hi, ma'am. How are you?
I am not chocolate. I'm caramel. But I am about to eat some chocolate, so that'll do.
You could be milk chocolate.
That's true.
And you know, that is my favorite kind of chocolate.
Run!
And we also have Master Blaster over in the other corner, and he's the most delicious white chocolate there is. Hi, Master.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very, very good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Ooh, is he giving you the porno voice back? Oh, my God.
I think he is.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think I'm done because I'm blushing. Okay, right. It's all you. Do you have any front lines or anything?
Actually, I did, and I have misplaced it for some odd reason. I just had it a second ago. I had written down. Well, the most I can tell you off the top of my head was one of our own women developers has written a fantastic book. I guess when I find it again, I will either tell you or we'll post it up on the site. Just ridiculous I am today. Sorry, guys. It's been a long day. I've been up since 4:30. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Suck it up. Seriously.
I do.
No, I mean, seriously, suck it up.
I am serious. I do. Hey, you started it. So we're talking about a lot of stuff today, yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to point out real quick. Okay, that sounded dirty when I did that. But I just wanted to point out that I did a review on a game. You should go to GameMatrix.com and check it out.
She did. It is not nice.
No, it's
a couple
shit.
Of nice reviews coming up. A couple of people. Yeah.
Well, you know, we always say that we're going to be honest when we review games. So if you give us crappy games, you're going to get a really bad review. It's just how it is.
Very, very, very true.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to make the entire show about E3, but there's so much. Well, first, before we get into that, PlayStation Network is back online. Can we get some applause for them? Yeah.
Yay.
Yay for Sony. You know what, Lester?
Oh, gosh.
What is really wrong? I have officially done. I'm officially done.
I'm glad they're back online, finally. Finally, I might be able to play Portal 2 with my friends who own the PS3 version of it. I'm lucky enough to own the Steam version.
They're saying they're still having some outages, though, because so many people are attacking the PSN store. I did tell people it was going to be the 31st before it was back online. I got into an argument on a forum with somebody. No, it's up now. No, it's not fully back up. And I said this was going to happen. But good on you, Sony. Ooh, this is good chocolate. Okay, so I don't even like chocolate. This just tells you.
Did you quit talking about yourself during the show? Jeez.
Good thing they can't see me. Okay. I'm licking my finger all kinds of wrong. Okay.
You know, like Kevin Butler's, he's online now officially too as well.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
No, it's interesting that it's funny that I think this was the time to actually march Kevin Butler out there and use his likability to keep people entertained, at least while the network was down. I think he should have made some sort of statement about, you know, tying in some sort of hunting down the guys who are responsible for this and tying in maybe the new the new SOCOM game that's coming out. I mean, that would have been funny, and I think that would have taken some of the pressure.
You are so
yes.
It's the time, not yes. The time for him to be silent.
And this was exactly. You are so right. They needed you over there, Sony. Well, they love it. Sony is loving us today. Ms. Jen wrote a nice review about the Xperia, so you can check that one out too while you're there at the site.
We have a nice review on the site
About the Xperia phone. Yes.
So, I'm amazed.
Okay, something just decided to commit Harry Carey and jump off my desk. I don't know why. I don't know what it was, but apparently it needed to be away.
Wow.
Yeah, I love you too. Whatever it was, it jumped off. I understand. Sometimes
Orkin.
It's just,
try calling Orkin.
It's too painful to be close to me.
Your beauty is blinding, my dear.
Yes, my beauty is blinding. Okay.
Which I will see in person this weekend.
Yes, the big kaboom that you hear in the South will be when those plane lands. You know what, I've been trying to find a nice way to say that because, you know, the wrong way of saying it could mean FBI showing up at my door.
You know, that's true.
So I was...
Or them stopping me in the air.
Are you?
Stopping me in the air.
Are you Snow White?
Are you Snow White? I'm sorry, ma'am. You're going to have
well,
to
don't
come
pack up. A suitcase full of batteries and wired objects.
What do you mean?
No, I'm even going to have to leave my vibrating toothbrush at home because I'm so afraid of that. I'll be like,
that's all right. You know, I know where all the shops are. Hello. Anyway.
You do, girl. You do.
Every one of them. Every single one. Whew. Okay. So anyway, congratulations. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm telling you. I went from, zero to... Wait a minute, it's a nighttime show. I can speak freely.
Man, it is not morning time. I'm telling you. Did you hear the morning show?
Yes, I did. You two were out of order.
I was good.
You were good, but you were still... It was a whole lot of innuendo going on. And so I was like, oh, my gosh. Not safe for work. Not safe for work.
But it was just innuendo, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, what? Moving along to E3, you'll be hearing a lot of this next week from us, maybe.
Yeah.
From everybody else. But our coverage is different from major outlets, as in we will not be telling you all about, not completely all about the big three that everybody's interested in. So without further ado, I'm sorry, I'm looking down a list to see who's going to be at E3 this year. And... the most amazing thing, or the most amazing people that are going to be at E3, I think there's a lot of social game companies. Not just the big ones, but I mean people that I've never heard of before. Well, I played their games, but I had no idea they were going to E3. How do you put up a booth when you have a game like Farmville? I mean, you know, not talking about Zynga themselves, but I mean, you have a game that's like Farmville, and that's the only game you have out. How do you, why do you put up a booth?
It's called Katina Hall. It's where they put all those things.
No, I'm telling you, you would be surprised how many avid fans will go just for that booth.
But what are
I'm
you?
Just telling you.
What are you going to give them? What are they going to play that they haven't played already on your Facebook page?
Right. You don't spend a lot. Go ahead.
What? Go ahead.
I was just saying you don't spend a lot of money if that's all you have and that's the game you're pushing. You don't spend a lot of money like the big three do.
No.
Or even the big five. You don't buy those huge booths. You get put down in Katina Hall, where you get like a little folding table and some small little LCD screens, and that's all you get. And you go down there and you hand out your pamphlets and have them play your game, and that's what you do. It would be a waste to spend money on a giant booth if that's all you're pushing.
They could get out some exclusive in-game items that you could only get by going to their booth at E3. That's what I would do if I was them. Just saying.
Do you
I'm
even
all fucking muted. I'm always muted. What?
I was wondering why you were quiet.
Like, why is nobody responding? Oh, you're muted. What'd you say, Blaster?
I was just saying that I don't even know. Do you even need to show up at E3? Like, that's my big thing. I don't even know why you need to be there.
The list of people that are actually going that we have is so short. I'd say it's less than 30 booths so far. And this is not including the social game companies, because there's a ton of them going. I have no idea why. But they're going. They're going.
It's the new thing. It's the new trend in gaming, social gaming.
Yeah, but I mean, I was expecting to see... EA is not even on this list.
What?
Yeah, EA is not on this list. I know they're supposed to be there. I think I got a PR that they're supposed to be there, but they're not on the list as having a booth. Very, very odd. Nintendo,
I just hope.
Complete?
You say again?
Is that list complete, though?
I am not sure. I'm pretty sure it's not. Those of you who are not games journalists, this list will stay like this, and then all of a sudden... Mm-hmm. The morning of, it'll expand to like 800 people. And we're like, wait a minute, this is not what we had planned. We have to readjust. So the list I have, literally, and I should probably give it to you guys, huh? Yeah, that would be helpful.
That would be helpful, yeah. We'd appreciate
I'll
that.
I'll just give it to you later.
Uh-huh. Are we going to do what we did last time with the show?
Yeah, that's what we're going to be discussing a little bit later. So okay. We'll let you people know. Probably tomorrow morning we'll let you know as part of the news. And I'd like to say welcome back to Jay Dukes, the redheaded stepchild who left us long ago. I don't know
right?
Where the hell you went, Jay Dukes.
We are so disappointed in you. So disappointed.
And I also want to send another shout out to Casey Webb Girl and thank her for backing up off my man Link. I didn't want to have to cut you. we've been having an argument. Okay, so I'm not sure if that list is complete. You guys see it? No, nobody sees it. Okay, so
I'm pulling it up now. Sorry, that's why I was
Snow's pulling it up. There is one game, one in particular, that I'm very anxious to see because I got a chance to play a 3DS yesterday.
Are you serious?
Yes, and I can see the 3D. I can actually see it. Y'all know I have trouble with that. I don't ever see 3D anything, but I can actually see it. I was all enamored. I wanted to love on it in the store. It got kind of awkward when I put my leg up on the counter. It was very...
Did they think you were just going to mark it or something? Be like, pee on it?
And the GameStop guy came out of the back room, and she looked at him and said, it's exactly what it looks like.
And you know, that's something I'd say. They were hovering around me, though. What is it with you geek boys? Y'all see a girl come into the store, and she don't look like a troll, and it's like, hey, girl.
Right?
What's your name is? How you doing, girl?
I could walk up in a game store, no makeup on, hair thrown back in a ponytail, big old baggy T-shirt and sweatpants. They're like, hey, what's up?
So, yeah, but you got the whole eyes thing working. Have y'all seen Snow's hides? She hides. Her and they like to hide, but they are just drop-dead gorgeous.
I am not. Don't listen to her.
Sickeningly cute.
Don't listen to her. I do have fluffy cakes. I'll admit that. They're rather nice. But that's about it.
Wait a minute. Do we just have somebody in the chat room trying to... Oh, no, that was the Almighty Sports Show. He said something nice, so that's why I'm mentioning your name. All right. But it was beautiful. Is he talking about the... Jay Dukes, are you talking bad about the 3DS?
He is. He wants to know if you still have your retinas after playing it.
Oh, my God. Jay,
I thought,
cut you.
I thought it was really. I thought the 3D wasn't that strenuous on your eyes at all.
No, it wasn't. I was very impressed with how it was done. Because you know what? I'm going to tell y'all. I'll be honest with y'all. Because I have my blonde moments. I actually thought it. I don't know why when it said 3D, I thought hologram.
Oh.
Why was I thinking that? I'm way ahead. I'm too far ahead. I know.
Yeah, you're way in the future, honey.
No, I think you're in the past. You're thinking about what was that? The Virtual Boy. It was kind of like a hologram. Because it was monochrome, or it only had like two colors. That was it. My holograms only have two colors. That's why you're thinking that.
Oh no, not in Total Recall. The holograms were 3D in color. I just want to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're way too far in the future. Like, what I had pictured when I heard about 3DS is I actually pictured. I don't know if you guys have ever seen what was it called? Paycheck, the movie Paycheck, where they had this computer that you could like take away the computer screen and it actually had a projected image. A 3D projected image of a woman standing there, and it really looked like a woman was standing there. And that's what I pictured.
What I thought.
Nothing dirty. Gosh. And that's what I thought when I first heard about 3DS, so I really wanted to try and play it, but apparently we're not that far advanced yet.
We talked about a company that is working on just that. However, here's the bad part about 3DS. No Flash. They're not going to support Flash.
Yeah, I heard that. That's kind of a lot of companies don't, though. No, there's a lot of.
Well, Apple doesn't, but you know that's where the other tablets are kicking their ass because they do support Flash.
But Apple uses YouTube though. You can look at YouTube videos on Apple phones, can't you?
It's not Flash. It's not Flash based.
I thought YouTube was.
No. But yeah, I can look at YouTube. There's actually an app on my iPhone specifically for YouTube. So
it's what is it? It's JS and QuickTime and something else, whatever I keep reading whenever I copy code, but it's not Flash. I don't know 3DS. Y'all might wanted to throw that in just to be really badass. I'm just saying. I don't think that was smart. And with the whole, you know, have you guys seen the ads for the BlackBerry Playbook?
No.
No, I haven't.
I don't watch much TV, so.
Well, it's online. It's online, and you know what they're touting, that they have Flash. So you guys remember that song Flash from the 80s? That Flash, that's what they're playing in the background.
I think I was too young to remember that.
Oh, do not lie.
Flash Gordon? You don't remember Flash Gordon? He's a miracle?
No.
She's lying.
I really don't. I'm telling you. I don't remember.
You're going to be watching it tonight. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, Flash is not a requirement, though. I mean, obviously, we've seen that, right?
But there's a whole lot of games that are on Flash.
That's exactly what they were saying.
Sure. But I think Nintendo wants you to buy their games.
Well, no, they're saying a whole lot of developers that develop with Flash, even they would want to do some stuff on Nintendo, they won't now. They can't. You just eliminated a whole sect of developers.
Because Nintendo, it would be hard for Nintendo to get their money out of that.
Not really.
I think so. Nintendo doesn't want to make a lot of deals with a lot of small individual publishers. That's not their bag. That's iPhone's bag. That's Apple's bag, right? Nintendo wants you to buy their first-party and second-party products that they've negotiated with big development studios, and they have lots of different, you know, contracts with them, things like that. They want to maintain those relationships and push those games. They don't want you going out to some sort of app store and buying 99-cent games, because that's where iPhone makes its money. They don't want to get.
You know what?
Money.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to go on record saying this. Apple, you need to tell some developers just no.
Yeah.
I have. The reviews that I'm going to be writing this week, I'm so sorry to tell some of these companies, except for the Back to the Future one. That one is effing awesome. That one's a fucking
Back
awesome
to the Future
game.
One.
There is a Back to the Future one.
Did
for iPhone.
For iPhone?
I think it's iPhone and iPad. That one is awesome. It's kind of like a Monkey Island, but with some action type thing.
Ooh.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming, and it's actually fun to play. But then other ones, you know what, people? I'm not going to say your company name, but they made this iShot or iPirate or whatever the fuck the name of that game is. You should be shot. You should be shot talking about shooting pirate. How are you going to make a game and all you do is shoot a pirate in the face?
Some people like that, though.
Who?
I don't know, but some do.
I'm just telling you. That's why Apple. Cause see, that's the thing. That's why Nintendo doesn't want to get into that, because Apple doesn't police that. They don't really police it because they can't afford to. It's just too expensive. So many apps going to the App Store every single day. They don't have the manpower to police that. And that's what I was saying earlier.
Gladly do it, because I'm telling you.
Nintendo doesn't want to do that.
I'm totally disgusted with some of the games I've found on the App Store. Completely disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Angry Birds is the bomb. I will play Angry Birds for hours. It's the damn pigs. If you haven't played Angry Birds, you don't get the reference. But if you have the pigs, it's the pigs. When they laugh at you, you're just like, oh, I'm going to get you. Oh, it's on. Wait till I play this again.
Bacon for dinner.
Wait till I hit this reset button. It's on. You little laugh. Oh, you're laughing, huh? Okay, yeah. So, but the rest of it, no.
Oh, did you know they have a Dead Space app for iPhone?
There's tons of Dead Space and all kinds. There's lots of cool ones. They're just not 99 cents. The real developers are the ones not getting the play.
The Dead Space one is $6.99. So.
Right. I mean, it's something you can't ignore, definitely, but at the same token, they don't want to, I mean, Apple is not wanting to police any of that. So they're just happy with you paying your 99 cents, them getting their, 20 cents kickback or 25 cents kickback, whatever they get from that. And they're happy just collecting that, and they don't care what you buy, really, to be honest with you. Nintendo, you know, they've always been very protective of their consoles, ever since, you know, NES and Super NES. I mean, anything that goes on there goes through a vetting process with Nintendo. They don't have the money and the manpower to do that. That's all I'm saying.
I'm disappointed. That's all I can say. Apple, do something. Or some of you guys out there that think you're developers, think again. Just because you know how to program doesn't mean you should. I know how. Do you see me making bad games? No.
What 3D games did you play, by the way?
Street Fighter.
Yeah, that's the same one they have down here. I want to see something else besides Street Fighter.
He had something else, but I was just blown away with the Street Fighter. That you know, it looked so awesome.
It looked good.
Well, you know, did you have to duck when the kicks came towards you?
I was, girl.
Oh, it's just like Street Fighter.
Keep in mind, I can very rarely see anything 3D. This has been since I was little. I remember my mother taking me to see something 3D that came out, Jaws 3D or something, and I could not see it. I was like, why is everybody ducking from the screen? What's going on? All I see is red and blue. You don't see that? No, I don't see anything. It's coming out of the screen. Is it?
Really?
Huh. So that was an amazing thing for me. I was actually able to see it and distinguish that it was 3D, and it did look like it was coming off the screen.
Well, I think it's more like it looks like it's going into the screen.
It does look like it's going far, far back, like you could stick your hand in and touch everything. It's really nice. Really just touch everything all slow. All slow and let your... Oh, what were we talking about?
Wow.
Anyway, back to the game I was trying to talk about.
We were talking about a game?
This is how this all started. Somebody is making a 3DS game. I'm really, really excited to see. They're going to announce it at E3. And I, for the life of me, cannot remember who it is, because even though there's not many going to E3, there's enough. I want to say it's Paradox Interactive, but I could be wrong. But it's called Ghost Hunt or something like that. But you use the 3DS camera and you hunt the ghosts. You can only see them with the 3DS camera. I don't know exactly where they stole this from. It came from the episode of Supernatural. But, because y'all know I love me some Supernatural. Jared and Jensen. I'm sorry. What were we talking about again?
Wow. Hands above the desk. Hands above the desk.
I'm still all wrapped up with the... sticking your hand in, touching it.
You know, getting back on topic, augmented reality, which is just, you know, what this is all about. I'm interested in getting me some augmented reality. I seen an early tech demo about 5 years ago on this augmented reality. It looked really awesome.
Wait.
Your minds out of the gutter, people.
Look, it is summer in Texas. This is what happens to Texas girls. Now you know why we have the little slow, slinky walk, because it's hot. It's hot. You can't think about anything else, but it's just hot and everything that has to do with hot, okay? All right. It's hot. Okay. I need some ice. Okay, so Augmented reality. Wasn't that a game that came out for Sega Genesis like way back when, or is that augmented? No, I'm thinking Altered Beast. I'm sorry. I had a flashback of games this week.
Does that happen often?
Yes. Yes. Why, yes, it does.
Making sure.
Now, the interesting thing to me that has happened so far this year, so I don't know how this is going to shake out at E3, that a an Asian company. What did I tell y'all about messages? Wow. is that an Asian company bought Cryptic Studios, Perfect World? Mm-hmm. Y'all hear about that? So I'm wondering how that, and I know they're coming over to go to E3, but I don't know what this is going to mean for City of Heroes, Champions Online, Star Trek Online.
Or, you mean all, just all these MMOs converging on one location? How about Warhammer 40K, mm-hmm. Dark Millennium, which is also an MMO coming out that I'm very excited about.
I am super excited about that, actually.
What's the name of it?
Snow, you're my 40K. Best friend. Snow, you're my best friend.
Yay!
You know that.
Oh, fun. Then I was your best friend before the show. You was all like, ooh.
Do you like Warhammer 40K, Dark Millennium?
Slow down. Let me touch.
Blast it.
Well, yes.
Can I be your best friend with benefits?
You sure can.
Yay. Okay, good.
No, seriously. No, I see what you're saying. All these MMOs are going to hit E3. Have we reached peak capacity with all these MMOs? I would argue yes, we have.
It's not the MMOs that I'm looking at. I'm looking at this new company called Perfect World, whom I am assuming has never been to E3 before, and then they've bought Cryptic Studios, which is, you know, MMO Central. And then they have a few themselves that they were already developing. So we're looking at them.
Isn't Perfect World an MMO itself, though?
I think it is.
Yes, I think it is.
Not according to them.
It is. Got to
check.
You know what? Let's look.
I'm looking it up.
Let me help you. MMORPG.
Yes, there is a Perfect World MMO.
But is it owned by a company called Perfect World?
Excuse me.
Well, we'll find that out now, won't we?
No, I think it's owned by Cubizone.
Nope, it's owned by Perfect World.
Are you sure?
I just found it.
Okay, so they also have, they've got Champions Online, they've got City of Heroes under their belt, Star Trek Online, and then they have their, this one's a FPS that they're working on, Blacklight Redistribution. They have Rusty Hearts. It's a dungeon crawler, Raiders.
There's so many MMOs out there. Why would you... I don't understand that.
Well, they just
bought another MMO.
Everybody wants to.
They bought three. They bought three because they bought Cryptic Studios. Three.
Everybody wants a piece. That's why they keep creating new. Oh, that was dirty. That's why.
Again.
No.
The dirty
everybody
part.
Everybody wants a piece.
It was the dirty part. No. You're
dirty
right. It was dirty.
It was dirty.
She just said she thinks it's called Forsaken World is a spinoff. So I'm just trying to figure out what they're going to do. They're coming all the way over here to E3 with all these new MMOs. What do you do when you go to an E3 with your new company? Do you know about your MMOs? Who do you... Because you know how they like to clear out the office. You're fired. You're all from the other office. You're fired.
That's what you're saying. No, I mean, I was at E3 when Age of Conan was launching. And a lot of the devs were on hand. They had probably about 7 or 8 devs on hand that were working on the game in different aspects of it.
Yeah, you stood in line. I left it alone.
I didn't stand in line. I had an appointment. Thank you very much.
Did you?
Of course.
I was mad because Conan.
I don't go anywhere unless you give me a damn appointment. I ain't coming to your booth. Stand no damn line. That's why I didn't play the Wii that year. I didn't have a damn appointment in Nintendo.
No, because I had the appointment. That's why you. Didn't
I know
have
you did. That's why I didn't stand no damn line. I ain't doing that.
This is true. Yeah. Okay. Wait a minute. I'm having a flashback. Ben, you want to come meet at Wii booth? I'm at stand line. Probably no.
That was back when the nerd rush happened. Remember the running of the nerds, they called it. No. It was when the doors opened and everybody just ran for the Nintendo booth and they filmed it. You ever seen that?
Yes, I was there. Hello. I was there in the middle.
I almost got trampled by a big fat nerd carrying.
How can you get trampled when you're like 8 feet tall?
All right, thank you, Corey, for ruining that wonderful image I just painted. I didn't. It was a wave of bodies, okay? It wasn't just one person.
And some of them are bodies that you like. Took my eye there.
Right?
I mean, if you want to trample me anytime, Corey.
And so I shall.
I thought you were into that.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying that I don't stand in no damn lines, all right? If I don't get an appointment, I don't go, all right? So I was there when they launched this game. And so you have a couple devs on here. I know what you're saying. As soon as they're finished, they probably fire half the staff, and the rest of them they keep on for maintenance for patches and things like that are coming out. But I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, I think an MMO is not necessarily – I don't know if that business model is feasible with such a crowded market as it is right now. Because, I mean, look at NCSoft, the company that has had a billion MMOs at one point.
Well, that's where Cryptic came from. So that's
right.
How they ended up with City of Heroes. Remember, City of Heroes belonged to NCSoft, but it, since it's Cryptic's, you know, the developer, NCSoft is the publisher, they lost their City of Heroes.
I'm staring right now at a bag from that very same E3 that you were at, Corey, with me. It's hanging on my wall here. It's from NCSoft, and it's PlayNC. And I'm staring at probably 3 canceled MMOs on that.
Are you talking about that big-ass poster they gave us?
I got a big-ass bag that I hung up on my wall because that was a little cooler than a poster. And
you know, I would love to go down this trip of memory lane with you guys, but considering that I've never been allowed to go anywhere with you, I think I'll just be quiet.
No, I'm just saying.
We're just talking about, all we're talking about is that I'm staring at a company that was built on a lot of MMOs.
Yeah, they were.
And I'm staring at a bag that has like 3 canceled MMOs, probably 4 canceled games
on
it.
Well, you know, Snow, you played one of these games. Aeon Online was one that they started developing way back then, but we didn't get to see it for years later. And then now I think, well, I don't think it's canceled, but it's well on the way to. It was? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And that is, yeah, it was NCSoft. That was a really beautiful game. The graphics were stupendous.
It was.
And the storyline was great. And when you first start out, the gameplay is great. But then it just starts getting really, really painfully slow.
All right. And I don't know. I mean, Aeon just never did it for me.
I was never into it either.
You were the one who was pushing me to play.
We all were, but I thought it was pretty, but I was like, when I got there,
I got bored. Yeah, I got bored.
Yeah,
that was me. The flying thing, that was cool.
But I can fly in Second Life. Look, but I can fly in Second Life, and I don't have to level up to do it.
That's true. That's very true. And I don't actually, when I'm in Second Life, I don't really fly around that much. It's kind of old news. Once you do it a few times, it's kind of old news. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, point being, I just think that no more MMOs, please. Any companies coming to E3, we're going to launch our big MMO. I don't really care, to be honest with you.
A lot of them are trying to go to the whole free-to-play thing so that they can remain viable.
That's not a viable model, though. I don't think it's a viable model.
Well, you know what? I was, oddly enough, roaming around in Second Life last night, and I was thinking no. But something I noticed a lot of people that have MMOs in Second Life are doing, and they have been doing, and they've, you know, managed to stay in business, is that they let you have what's called a meter. So if you run an MMO, it's called your general user interface, the thing that tells you how many points you got, how much experience you got, and who hit you and all that stuff. So you have to buy that in Second Life. Some of them will charge you for the meter, or give you the meter for free, or rather, and then charge you for the weapons to play the game, or, you know, the food that you need to eat to keep your character alive, or heal, or things like that.
Or what would happen is if the meter is made for more than one sim, then the person who makes the meter will charge the sim owners to put the meter in their sim.
Mm-hmm. So that's how they make their money. So I'm thinking, and we all know, as we all tell you, there's a lot of developers in Second Life, and they very happily put it in their profile. That's how we know they're there. And I'm willing to bet that's where the idea was born, because it's been that way in Second Life since forever. You know, so I'm thinking they borrowed the model, and it works there. So I don't see why it wouldn't work outside. Some people...
Well, I mean, that's fine. It worked great for Second Life, and it worked maybe, I don't know if it's, but I don't really know any other companies that it's worked great for besides Second Life.
Well, we forgot Anarchy Online. We were talking about that last week.
Anarchy Online.
That actually is, no. Yes, it is fun. That game, the graphics.
That game's so old.
It is.
It's still around.
It is so old, but it is still around, and it is still ridiculously popular.
I'm surprised by that, because I don't understand how they make money, though. I really don't.
But the same thing. They have a free-to-play model, but they charge you for certain areas.
And they have in-game advertising.
Yes. It's something that Matrix Online tried to do. EA has started doing. A lot of companies have started doing. A lot of the Facebook games do that as well. Anarchy Online is unique. Theirs is areas as well. Another one that makes their money doing that, the kitty MMO, Wizard 101.
Oh, I love that game!
Why are they not going to E3?
Are they having a new DLC or something? Because otherwise, I don't think you should go.
They don't do DLC in that way. They have areas that they build and then they release them to you.
They have special items that you can get, too.
Yeah, and again, since it's a kiddie MMO, you know, baby Junebug cannot go and charge up Mama's card. He has to send the email to get permission, and then the card is charged once the parent says okay.
Yep.
So it's but the areas they build are not necessarily downloadable. It's an area you can't access. You know how you go in the MMO and it'd be like, this is off limits. You know, you can't go in that area. That's how it is.
You know, Eve is a very successful MMO. Okay, it's been around for a long time.
Which I don't understand, because that game is the slowest game.
Well,
I've
no,
ever
it's actually
played.
It's actually one of the most difficult MMOs to play, because
no,
it,
difficult
it
is not difficult is not bad. I love difficult games,
right.
But this is a slow ass game. Like you
well,
go
it's
to
slow
the
and
and it takes you an hour to get to the point where you're trying to get to, and you just
yeah,
like,
but you can auto. You
ship on. I don't care. That's not why I play a game. I don't want to be like put my ship on autopilot, go and do something else, come back an hour later, and I'm still not there. That's not why I want to play a game.
Yeah,
if I'm playing a game, I want to play the game.
Well, it has unique. I admit, Eve has unique taste, and it's not something I want to play all the time either. Because sometimes I want to sit down and I'm wanting a game, not come back an hour later. So, I think maybe they need to look at doing something a little different.
Well, they are actually they are. They're coming out with a big DLC where you're going to actually have an avatar and you can walk around a space station.
You told us about that, but that doesn't change the gameplay. Whereas, and
right.
if I'm a person who likes to level, no, I'm a person who likes to level up. I want to sit here and do it now, as opposed to leave it on autopilot. It needs to be where it works for both types of gamers.
Well, supposedly the avatar stuff eventually will have missions that you can do, and you can level up then that way. But the game actually levels up while you're offline. You don't even have to be playing the game to level up. And
that's still sense.
I mean, you don't like
wanna...
my original point though is that I understand that it may not be your cup of tea, but my original point is it's a very successful MMO that has not gone free to play, and it's been around for a long, long time. And I think that, you know, companies that go the free to play model are companies that are games that are about to be canceled, or they're really old MMOs that people just for some reason really like. Like,
well, your Age of Conan is that, isn't it? Age of Conan is free to play.
Yeah, it's not doing that. I think Age of Conan is going to fold in another year or two.
Yeah,
I have a feeling it will. They might not. The free to play thing might just be what they need. Who knows?
I don't know. I think that successful MMOs don't need to go to a free to play model. I think a free to play model is a last ditch effort to save an MMO.
Well, see, you have to keep in mind, Blasher, there's different ways to do free to play. Like City of Heroes started doing, you could of course play. You had your basic character. You could pay to have your basic character, you know, that you wanted. Then there was other things that you had to buy, and they started dropping the price of your monthly fee, because maybe you want to buy this cape that has dragon scales on it, and maybe you want, you know, I personally do not believe in that. I don't, you know, I'm not going to buy. I'm just not. I came to play. And I got to say this. I'm horrible about this on Facebook. I love to play me some Facebook games, and I'll be like, I am not buying this. And then I'm thinking, you know what? It's free. I could kick them $2. Got to help the developers out. It's just $2. Let me go on and buy these.
My charity is a little more expensive than that. meaning you don't just get it. You have to earn it.
Do we need to cut Blaster? Because
he's trying to push us off a topic, which we're
actually
enjoying.
Do you have something else? Something else you need to talk about, Blaster?
Yeah, I mean, E3's coming up. I want to move off of MMOs onto something different about E3.
Flowing with the conversation, dude.
Whatever. All right. You know what? I'll never, ever, 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 ever make programming suggestions.
So liar. You will.
Since you guys are bitching about it, I won't make any programming suggestions. Continue.
Like you never bitch.
Yes,
don't
you
will.
Continue.
Like when you bitch. Okay. And by the way, I want to correct. The name of the game I was talking about with the ghost is not called Ghost Hunter. It's called The Hidden. And guess what? It's called The Augmented Reality. See how I did this tie-in? The Augmented Reality Ghost Hunting Experience.
It's Augmented Reality. I told you that. You're all laughing and giggling.
I think he's better now because we called him out.
Oh, yeah, call me out.
We totally called you out.
That's not calling me out. That's you guys.
Microphone muted again?
Say again?
Is your microphone muted again? You got really quiet.
Yeah.
Okay. About that.
We assume when you're not talking that your microphone's muted. That's got to be a problem, right? That indicates a problem.
You are not my friend.
I'm just saying, I want to talk about some games that I'm anticipating this year.
Okay, well then you tell us what you're anticipating, because we all need to know. What is it that Blaster's anticipating this year?
I'm anticipating Warhammer 40K Space Marine. I'm anticipating... the new...
Did you say 40K Space Ranger? What?
I don't know.
Warhammer 40K Space Marine looks awesome. It's from THQ. It's from THQ and Relic.
It took me a minute. I thought you said Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger. I was like, well, I said,
yeah,
there is.
That's exactly
it. This is not Toy Story. This
to infinity and beyond.
Wow. So what has you so tingly about that?
Well, it's like Gears of War, but it's supposed to be a lot more it's a lot grittier than Gears of War. It's going to be a lot bloodier.
See, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I need to.
Gears of War 3. I'm also anticipating. Actually,
did you hear?
What do you want to tell me?
Did you hear about Gears of War 3? We had we were the second to break the story this morning because we hot like that. Gears of War 3. Apparently, wait a minute. Let me check with the other girl in the room. Hey, you ginger girl. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Gears of War was leaked. Something was leaked that it might be Kinect.
Yes, that was leaked this morning.
Oh, snap. Really?
I don't know how that's going to work. How is that even going to work?
You know what? If it's like the Harry Potter game, I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah, it's going to be cheesy. Well, my whole thing about the Kinect, not to get off topic, my whole thing about the Kinect, though, is how do you fire a gun with a Kinect? You make a
there
little,
was,
like...
There is firing, okay?
When you have to make the pew noise.
Is it just like Kevin Butler said? Where you have to make a little gun with your hand and go pew, 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 pew.
Pretty much. Well, because, okay, the Harry Potter one obviously had... remember I always rave about the Wii one. It didn't have any of that stuff. But it had firefights where you had your wand. Of course, your wand is supposed to be your hand. But what it was is, if you guys can remember gaming the games in the arcade where it kind of, you didn't walk, it moved you, and all you did was shoot.
On rails, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
That's every Kinect, a lot of Kinect shooters have been on rails. There was one attempt, I think, about last year at Penny Arcade Expo of a real first-person shooter on the Kinect, and it was horrible. It was buggy as hell. People tried to play it, and they just walked away from it because it was terrible. Because I don't think the Kinect was built for that type of gaming. The Kinect was built for, like, social games, for, like, the augmented reality games. That's the kind of games it's built for. It's not built for hardcore. Ha, 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 ha. I said augmented reality. That's so entertaining. I don't understand. I'm missing something. It's probably dirty knowing the two of you. But I'm just saying that it was built for that type of game. It's not built for hardcore shooters. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not even that it's a hardcore shooter, Lester. It's that it just doesn't work. You can't move.
You need a button.
You need a button, and that's where the Wii, it kicks its ass every time.
I thought you said you need a butt.
Yeah, and the PlayStation Move. That's why those two, in my opinion, are the superior of the all the little move things, because you need the button. You need to be able to control your movement, and you can't. I mean, even playing Harry Potter, they were saying, oh, you click, you know, do this to hide behind this rock, and I'm ducking down. You know, it's great exercise. My legs look nice, but damn, my character is not bending down.
Oh, wasn't
and I'm aiming, and I'm aiming at this guy, and it's shooting the guy on the right, and it's shooting the guy on the left. And
well,
I'm
it can't even. I don't think you can even. How can they even tell what you're aiming at? Like, did you
exactly?
Like, it doesn't know what you're aiming at. It knows what you're touching, and like, you can move your hand and touch something on the screen. That
so
works.
It's supposed to be firing.
I know that's what I'm saying. Like, how can you? But I'm saying it can't tell. Like, if you're pointing, like, if you make a subtle angle change of 2 or 3 degrees, that would put you on target. It can't tell that.
Exactly, and that's why I when I was comparing it to playing Resident Evil on the Wii, which was the same kind of game, but there was no rails. You actually controlled your movement, and you shot, you know, what was on the screen. But you have, like I call it, the prop. You have to have something in your hand for the Xbox to be able to see, and right now they're not doing that. They're just like, oh, we're going to put out this cool game. I'm sorry, I feel gypped. I want my money back.
You know, this is something I will ding. You're always dinging me for picking up on Kotaku links. I'm gonna ding Kotaku for a second here.
Oh, geez.
I'm gonna ding them because they do something really stupid with Kinect. Every single time there's something to do with Kinect, some person hacks the Kinect to do some sort of parlor trick with it or some sort of one-off thing. Then they all like, oh, this is the reason why the Kinect's so awesome and the Kinect has so many possibilities. I don't really see all the possibilities the Kinect has. I played arcade games about 8 years ago that registered your movement and what you did, and they did it pretty well.
Possibilities is not a game. I need to do.
Right.
I don't want to see what it can do. I want to see what it can do.
But even then, I mean, I don't see. There's very few applications for it, to be honest with you. In my opinion.
And you're right. That's part of the reason why I'm like, I feel gypped. The only thing I enjoyed playing Kinect this past weekend is the Zumba Dance Fitness. I see why that game is a top seller, and I see why the women are dropping the pounds quickly. Because damn, Dance Central has nothing on Zumba Fitness. I'm just going
to
tell you that.
The media makes, the gaming media makes the Kinect out to be the second coming, and it's really ridiculous. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
No, I think they dropped the ball on the Kinect majorly.
That particular technology had so much going for it. It had so much promise, so much potential, but it's lacking something. It's lacking originality. It's lacking creativity. You know,
well, in their bid to be
do with everything,
their bid to be original, they forgot the one thing: you need the controller so that it can see what you're doing.
That's the thing. I don't see the possibilities. I don't understand what that is. What you just, like? I mean, I've heard not just you say that, Snow, but I've heard media say that. I don't see the possibilities. What they're trying to do is trying to take a perfectly good input system that we've developed over years and years with buttons and with mouse and stuff, and then trying to replace that with some brand new input system that doesn't really improve on anything, just does it differently. And I don't understand how that's such a great and wonderful and fantastic improvement.
I'm talking about the actual being able to see your body move, like your entire body move, to put your entire body in the game. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about...
Well, they did that about... with the iToy. The iToy had your entire body in the game. You could play any kind of iToy.
Can I finish?
Yes, sure. Go right ahead. You took a breath, so I thought you were done. Go right ahead.
No, I'm not like you guys. I have to breathe when I talk.
Go ahead.
Ooh! Hold her down.
Corey, she was just burning you, too. You're like,
I told you, hold her.
That's
what I mean. Hold her down. She'll like it too much. Don't hold her down.
I would, actually. If you could just make sure Blaster's the one holding me down, that'd be nice. Okay. What?
Yes, go ahead.
Let me remember what I was talking about. Crap.
And her hair just turned blonde. Okay. Well, she's going to cut us after the show. You know that, right?
I was saying it wasn't revolutionary, and you were saying...
Oh, I got it. I remembered. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. What I remembered... You guys distracted me. Don't do that anymore. But what I was saying is... There's a whole possibility of getting your entire body involved in the game. There's so much you could do with that. It could be so interactive. It could be so fulfilling. It could really immerse you in the game. But the problem is the technology is so buggy right now that it's just not working. It's more frustrating than it is immersive. If you have so many bugs in a technology, it doesn't draw you into the game. It kind of pushes you away from it instead.
You know, they've had virtual reality systems for over 8, 9, 10 years that have fully...
Yes, but they have not been affordable. They have not been affordable for the average person.
I think they haven't taken off.
They're not going to take off if that's all
they
have.
I don't think that's the only reason why, though. I just don't think that... I think that people... And let me just tie this into what you said. I don't think that's the reason why they failed. I don't think that... I mean, look at the iToy. The iToy had, you know, had you in the game, had your whole full body in the game. They had a bunch of different mini games that were you swatted away ninjas or whatever, and you had to move your whole body and do that. I mean, they've been doing that for a while now, and it hasn't really taken off. And I think it's because, at the end of the day, the control methods that we've been using for the past 20 years are the best, and they are the most direct and best way of doing it. And I just think that the Kinect and all this stuff, I mean, unless the technology is light years ahead of where it's at now, it's just not... Like you said, it's not where it's at, and on top of that, I just don't think that it's going to be for a long, long time. And
okay,
let me go ahead and
counter that really quick. It also has to do with where society is as a whole. Okay, yes, the technology for that has been around a long time, but society is not accepting of it. It is not just about do you have the ability to make the technology. It also has to do with the fact of is your customer base ready for the technology. So when you come to putting out new technology and new things and new items, new toys, excuse me, I burped. What you have to do is you have to figure out, A, first of all, is it technologically possible? Is it actually physically possible to do this? B, is your customer base ready for it? If you put out something that's supposed to be some innovative thing and the target audience is like, oh, dude, that's not going to work. I'm not going to play that. It's going to flop. It doesn't matter if it was a good idea. It doesn't matter if it was completely innovative. It doesn't matter if it was perfect. If your target audience is not willing at that point in time to accept that particular piece of technology, it will fail.
Well,
it's more or less of you having to figure out what your customer base is wanting at that point in time. And the farther we get in technology, the more advanced we get in technology, the more willing people are going to be to accept stuff like that.
Well, see, I think the iToy may have been the beginning. And Blaster, the one thing you're missing out on, and yes, we had an iToy, they could back stuff off the screen, but you couldn't fire back at the screen was the thing. You couldn't actually interact
with
your game.
You still can't do it.
Yeah, you can. That's what the Wii does. That's what I was just telling you.
Well,
I
the Wii does, but I'm not saying the Wii.
The Kinects can't, unless they, like that Harry Potter thing, you can fire, there's hand motions, but I am going on record as saying the thing that irritates me is Kinect, although they thought they were being revolutionary, we're going to take the controller away, you need that controller.
Yeah.
Issa's saying, he said, what if our current controls aren't the greatest, they're just we're used to? I think that has a lot to do with it. That's why maybe it needs to be small steps at this point.
Right.
But then there's things like the Power Glove, which was totally innovative, and we're not used to that, but it was just a bad idea. I mean, there's certain things that are just bad ideas.
You know what? Here's the thing. If Microsoft had been thinking clearly, they should have went back and grabbed that and used that. Let's put it on your hand, since we want to eliminate a controller. Let's put it on your hand so that, you know, you don't have something in your hand. It's on you. So that the system can see you if you want to fire. If you do this with your finger, clearly you're firing wherever you're aiming. Because right now the Kinect cannot track whatever the fuck it is you're doing when you're standing there. It's really no better than I can.
Microsoft, do not listen to her.
Never know. They may make it cool. But my point is, right now, I cannot, other than playing a little Dance Central and, you know, having some bragging rights against people, because, you know, y'all know I'd love to drop it like it's hot. But
you do. I've seen her do it.
But other than that, I have no reason to have a that and to talk to, you know, people. You know, I haven't seen in a while. We get on the Kinect. Hey, what you doing? Yeah, your living room's dirty. You know, but that's about it.
And you ain't seeing my living room, bitch. Sorry, that ain't happening.
Yeah, and at this point, with them acquiring Skype and talking about going to a charging model, which they wouldn't answer, which means yes. When you don't tell me no, it's yes. So at this point, I don't have any point. I think I need to ditch my Kinect and quickly. It's no point. Although, you blast your saying we're waiting for the Wizard game. That's all I'm waiting for, and then I'm going to pick
the
up.
Sorcery game?
Sorcery, I'm so on
but
it.
But I am so on that game.
I'm telling y'all, I'm going to be standing up on my bed waving the wand.
I'll be spitting out spells like a left and right, dude.
Now, let me tell you how Microsoft doesn't catch on to some technology that they should pick up, and we're about to run out of time here shortly. One of the most innovative things I saw them do was when Chaos Theory that came out, Splinter Cell, and in the multiplayer, not only were you controlling Sam Fisher, but you had to be quiet. It, you know, all the voice controls. You have all the capability to do that. But they didn't take it and run with it. And that was a Ubisoft thing, but still, where, you know, when you were interacting with the game, you're trying to sneak up on people. You couldn't talk in multiplayer because they could hear you. The AI was good enough to pick up, you know, where the direction the voice was coming from and everything. That was a technology they didn't grab.
Which would have been fantabulous.
Yes. Jay Dukes is saying PsyOps on Kinect. I tell you why that won't work. You need the controller, because the Harry Potter game for Wii is exactly like PsyOps.
Think of it this way, seriously. If your character in the game has a prop, like in Harry Potter, they have to use wands to cast spells. Why do you not have a prop? If you're shooting a gun, the person shooting the gun has a gun in their hand. Why do you not have a prop for that?
Exactly. And I think if you're going to be charging me $60, throw me a game and a gun controller in there.
Yeah.
So that the game can see. I'd pay that. But the Harry Potter for the Wii, same, you know, when they gave you the Wiimote and the nunchuck, when you picked up something, you actually had to lift it. The controller vibrated like you were lifting something, and you'd move it, and it'd move on screen.
Yep.
You cannot do that with the Harry Potter for Kinect. All you do is stand there, and they want you to hold your hand up like you're saluting and then stick it straight out. And you keep doing that over and over. Yeah, great exercise, but after a while, damn, how many times can I do this? And it's not recognizing the direction. You're trying to hit people on the screen. Like, I have a big-ass TV, so I'm actually aiming at people, and it's not moving. So you need the prop. I think they just dropped the ball completely. Somebody came up with an idea one night when they were drunk. Let's do a motion Kinect. Let's not do
it. I'm just saying, some things are bad ideas. I think getting rid of the controller is actually a bad idea.
I agree. Or at least if you're going to get rid of it, replace it with something that's going to actually be revolutionary. You may hate club, but something like that, or something I got to put on or wear that's going to let the Xbox know what I'm doing so that I'm not frustrated, is a great idea.
If your technology is buggy, it is not going to be immersion into the game. It's going to push people away from the game.
You need feedback.
I sold my fucking Harry Potter yesterday, and y'all know I don't sell a game unless it's done.
You sold a game?
I sold Harry Potter, as in I didn't even care that I took a loss. Just get it off my shelf. I don't want to look at it. I didn't even play the main game. This was a multiplayer that I played that was that horrible where, you know, and you could only do the Kinect in the multiplayer. That's the other bad thing. Their selling point was it's Kinect compatible. Y'all don't fall for that. Kinect compatible does not mean what you think. It might be one part of the game. It might be designing like a, what was it, it might be a car racing game, and all you can do is decorate your car and Kinect, but the rest of it doesn't work.
And that's what that Forza Motorsports, that you're trying to say. The new Forza Motorsports is like that, I think. I think there is actually, you can drive it, but it's on rails. Like the accelerator and all that is controlled by the game system. All you get to do is move your hands and turn the wheel. That's it. Well, that's the same. That's the thing, though. I mean, like, to bring this all full circle back to Gears of War 3, or not Gears of War 3, I'm sorry, Mass Effect 3, that's going to be, you know, they're talking about that being Kinect compatible. And so my whole thing is, well, what are you going to do exactly? It might just be one element that's Kinect compatible. It might be just the conversations. You can use voice commands to say out the conversation, what you want to say, right? As opposed to the actual combat. I don't know how they're going to do the combat like that, because Mass Effect has a complex cover system. It has a sub-command system where you can command your teammates to do different things. I mean, all of that. I mean, you might be able to use the voice commands part of it, but you're probably not going to be able to use the Kinect to shoot or anything like that. There's no way. There's some precision involved in that.
Well, again, if your character has props in the game, you need to have a prop in order to play the game, or it just doesn't make sense.
Not even that, but like I said, I'm going development side. The Kinect cannot see where your hands are if they're not in a certain place above the desk. So you can't
hands above the desk for real.
So there is no point. There is no point at all. And I get more and more angry that my Kinect is collecting dust up on top of the thing because I see no other purpose for it. Like I said, Zumba Fitness, great. Very, very great.
For fitness games, that's fine. I mean, that's fine, and the Kinect works great for that. For dance games, the Kinect works great for that. For party games, the Kinect works great for that.
No, it doesn't even work as party games if you think about what you can do on the Wii versus the Kinect. That's why the Wii did so
well.
Okay, but
for Kinect games where you have to jump and duck,
that's it. That's pretty much it.
That's what I'm saying, but anything else, it doesn't work for.
You can jump, duck, and kick stuff, whereas on the Wii, you get to slide, stand on one foot, move around here, throw stuff, hit. What? And Jay was making an interesting point about that he can't play Tiger Woods. We have another, you remember Andra, used to work with us. She's another big Tiger Woods fan, and the first thing she did the first day she got it was message me on Xbox and said, I can't fucking play my Tiger Woods. I'm returning this damn Kinect. But so don't do that. But, you know, people, like, I can't play tennis. I think I tried to play tennis. Oh. Anyway, let's hope during E3 Microsoft can
give that was the wrong song.
Yeah, that is the wrong song.
Dang it.
Let's hope that Kinect can give us some good news. So we'll see you guys in the morning. We'll have some news about which coverage we'll be offering you. And no, there will be no Corey Syrup Adventures on Kinect. You can't even pour syrup. They can't see where my hands are to pour the syrup on you. So no, it will be no.
Snow might have some adventures. You never know.
Yeah, what's that game they had? Will you touch?
Ooh, I don't know, but I really want to play that game.
We'll see you guys next. Tomorrow morning and then next week, of course, for our E3 coverage.
Peace out. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't.
That will teach us a lesson.
Mwah.
Hello? And I can't seem to hear anything. Hold on.